Good morning, everyone, and it's another beautiful, cool Sunday morning here at Lake Ennis Reserve, and welcome again to WBC Online. Most of you know that because of the COVID restrictions, our council has shut our building down, and as I said in the note that I sent to you, I can surely understand that. Because there's a lot of people's been receiving fines over the last week, and that really wouldn't look good in a council building, so they shut it down. I really don't think it's going to be long, but just stay tuned. So what we will do, we will just adjust to the changing situations in a COVID environment. No one knows what's going to happen, so we'll just trust the Lord with what's going on. Well, last week we looked at embracing the cross of Jesus. I know that's going to be a hard thing for any of us to do, but we have to do it if we're going to be successful in our Christian life. You see, the cross of Jesus is where our sins were paid. But then Jesus said, pick up your cross and follow me. And folks, we need to nail our personal desires to his cross and then follow his desires. Paul said if we had a strong desire to crucify the desires of our flesh and we would nail it on his cross where they would die, then we could be alive for Jesus to live his life through us. Paul gave us the target to shoot at when he gave us Galatians chapter 2 and verse number 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We've heard that over and over and over again. But let's just try to grasp it and make it real. For me, I believe that it's at this place that Paul was talking about, where we are crucified in Christ, that you and I can finally stop interfering in God's plans for our lives and let him take over completely. And I believe we all want to be there. Are we there yet? Well, if you're anything like me, then know we have some distance to travel towards that. We want the Holy Spirit to be in complete control of our lives. We all say that. We all know that. But unfortunately, there's something that keeps getting in the way of God completely controlling us. And I believe James addresses that in James chapter 1. He addresses that problem that we have in fully surrendering to Jesus. And today we're going to take a look at what James said. But first, let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the day you've given us. Thank you for beautiful, clear skies. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the day. This is the day you've made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we praise you and honor you for who you are. Now, help us to better understand this thing of embracing the cross of Jesus. And help us to get rid of that thing that's standing in our way. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now go with me to James chapter 1, verses 13 through 15. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. As far as I'm concerned, James points out what our problem is, and he clearly says that you and I are our own worst enemies. So let's dig into each of these verses. Verse 13, let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. That puts a full stop to the common response to sin that we hear so often. James said that God cannot be tempted with evil, and he will not tempt anyone to do evil or sin. If I've heard it once, I've heard it a thousand times. Why did God do that to me? Why did God cause me to sin? We're always blaming God for our sin. Even Adam back in the garden, he started us all off blaming God, or at least his wife, and through that he blamed God. Look, all of us have been there, and maybe some of us are there right now. You see, God allows circumstances to test us to make us stronger, as any good coach would. He would put us through a workout detail to make us strong. But God never, ever leads us to sin. Never. So what causes us to sin? Well, James clearly explains. Verse 14, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. You see, when we are tempted to sin, it is the result of our own fleshly and sinful desires. It's not God's fault, and it can't be blamed on anyone else. We are the ones who choose to sin. Say this with me. I am the one who chooses to sin. So we might as well accept it. You and I, as Christians, we have a problem with sin. And sin has its consequences. Look at verse number 15. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Here's the process. Desire, sin, and death. See, I believe James was speaking to young Jewish Christians who wanted to successfully follow Jesus, and he showed them just who's responsible for their sin. They can't blame anybody else. They have to blame themselves, and he's speaking through them to us. We must accept the responsibility for our sins. But you see, Eve in the garden learned it. She learned just who's responsible. She had a saw, she had a strong desire, and she sinned. And guess what? Her family, all of us, through Adam, died. But it all starts with a desire. What I get out of all of this is that we all have a problem with sin. Oh, and for those who say that you don't sin, well, John said, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. I think that's pretty clear. So all of us have a problem with sin. So back to our original conclusion. We all have a problem with sin, and we all have to embrace that truth. We must realize that we, you and I, can't control our own sin. So what do? You and I must embrace the cross of Jesus. You see, when we admit we have a problem with sin, then and only then will we completely surrender ourselves to the cross of Jesus. We can't handle it, but praise God, He can. You see, it's been said that an alcoholic can't defeat his addiction till he admits that he has one. The same goes with our sin. Once we admit we have a problem with sin, we can then run to the cross of Jesus, and it's on that cross where our sin, our fleshly desires, die, and we can walk away victorious. Now listen, don't get discouraged. Just because you have to surrender to death on a cross doesn't mean your life is over. Our death only prepares the groundwork for something really amazing, and it's a resurrection. Let me read you something from Romans 6 that Paul wrote. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, which is a symbol of what happened on the inside. And he says, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Folks, that means a resurrection into eternal gain in the future. And we can look forward to that. But it also means a resurrection to new life right now. Let's say, praise the Lord, we can do this not because of our strength, but because of His, and when we surrender to Him, He can be alive through us. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Listen, I believe once we surrender ourselves to the cross of Jesus and allow Jesus to completely live His life through us, then our lives will be Holy Ghost empowered, and it'll be full of creativity and joy. And once we live that life, then we can enjoy eternity in heaven forever. So don't you think it's time that we start right now living the life that God recreated us to live? Well, if we don't, remember, it's our choice. We can't blame God, and we can't blame someone else. We need to choose to surrender to the cross of Christ and let Him live through us. And once we do that, we can start living that more than a conqueror through Christ who loved us that Paul was talking about. And I believe that's what we want. But remember, this all begins with the acceptance that all of us have a problem with sin. And we need to have a willingness to nail that sin to the cross of Jesus. Then after that death, God's amazing and wonderful grace will free us to live that resurrected and victorious life. Hudson Taylor called that the exchange life, but it's His life in us. That's what we wanted. But it begins when we understand that we have to surrender. That's right, surrender to His cross. And when we do, Jesus can come alive in us. Father, I thank You so much for this concept. Thank You for the clarity of what happened at the cross. And Lord, You surrendered to have Your life snuffed out on that cross, only to be resurrected. Father, help us to surrender ourselves to the death of our self-will and our fleshly desires. And once we die, we will allow You to live through us, as Paul spoke about. Lord, that's what we want. Let us live that resurrected and that exchanged life. In Jesus' name, amen.